The sign on the food tent at yesterday's Labor Fest in Madison reflected the political polarization that's come to dominate the election debate in Wisconsin over the past year and a half. It read, Democrats, honesty, reason, competence, balance. Republicans, death, dread, debt, and discrimination. Gary Johnson is a retired technical college anatomy instructor. He says the challenge for unions is to convince their members of that distinction if they are to succeed in November.
It's not personalities. The Republican Party, seriously, this is what they want to do. I mean, you may think this person's a nice person, but this is what they want to do. And you vote for that person, and that's what you're going to get.
What you're going to get, says Johnson, is an erosion of workers' rights to bargain their wages and working conditions. Carrie Riddle is a City of Madison worker and a member of the Laborers Union Local 464. She says the best strategy for electing Democrats is convincing voters face-to-face.
I think we should hit the ground some more and really get the word out. Hit the ground, you walk, and you go door-to-door, and I've been doing it.
But Riddle's worried that too many union members don't share her commitment to pound the pavement in the coming weeks.
There really are only a handful of us that go to all this stuff. Not enough of them. They're more willing to stay home, drink their beer, and let us do the work. And we need more people to actually hit the ground.
Nationally, unions plan to spend $400 million on the fall election, but activists like Riddle say it's going to take more than money to get enough union supporters to the polls. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.